Right now, it is time to bring in Mike Kozzi and get a check on sports. The Mets win. The Mets win. The Mets win. Morning, Mike.
They won. Yeah, they beat Washington yesterday.
Yeah.
They beat Washington. And even when the Mets win, they lose.
Well, what happened then?
Yoenis Cespedes broke his ankle in three places playing on his ranch.
It's an amazing story. This is a guy who basically powered the Mets to the World Series. He was the difference in that.
That was 4 years ago.
Yeah. But since then, where's
since
he been?
Since then, he signed a four-year contract for $110 million and hasn't played yet.
No, it's really bizarre.
He's got one year left on the contract for $110 million, and he hasn't played yet.
That's bizarre. It's very bizarre.
Well, the Mets are good at signing people. You know, they got the canoe man who doesn't run out ground balls. He's making a couple hundred million. And then you got Cespedes who doesn't play. He's making a couple hundred million. They know what they're doing. They're an organization that knows exactly what they're doing. The problem is what they're doing, they don't know.
How they're doing it, they don't know.
Running a baseball team.
Unbelievable.
What a joke. Yeah. What an absolute... What did this guy possibly do to break his ankle in a couple of places? They won't say.
Well,
they just say he broke it on his ranch in Florida.
No, I saw a report where he stepped into a deep hole. Now, let me put it this way. I'm no athlete, and I'm still recovering because I'm not an athlete and I'm not in great shape from my massive surgeries, okay, on my feet and my legs and everything like that. And I am extremely careful where I place my feet now. I just, it's one of those things. If I want to continue walking without pain like I have been since the surgeries have all been finished, I'm just careful with what I do. If I'm a professional athlete and I'm making millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars a year,
Your body is your vessel.
That's it. That's it. I mean, my throat. If I get a cold, I take care of my throat. I mean, I just don't understand. It's beyond me.
I don't know. Like, your talent is yours, and you convey it through your physical play. How do you do something like this?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Well, anyways.
So the Mets won, but they lost again.
Yeah. So now.
Hey, I was watching the Crankies last night.
Did you watch the seventh inning?
I watched all of it.
My God.
The starting pitcher had the Yankees eaten out of his hand.
Yeah.
Couldn't do a thing. Left the game with 6-1. Yankees win 10-7. They scored 9 runs in 4 innings against the stellar Delmarva Shorebirds bullpen. And sandwiched around that, a couple of routine plays turned into errors, namely one where the catcher, I can't even say he missed. He was so far away from it, they couldn't even give him an error. Usually when a player like Voit dropped a foul ball yesterday, they gave him an error. The catcher threw his mask, got underneath what he thought was underneath to catch a foul ball, and he missed it by 20 feet.
20 feet. 20 feet away.
20 feet.
Now, not only did that happen in that inning, but the right fielder, I think it was the right fielder or the left fielder, I forget which one it was, left fielder, tried to throw a runner out at home twice.
Oh, yeah.
Once it looked like a slider, and it wound up in the Baltimore Orioles dugout.
Mm-hmm.
The second time he did it, it went down the third baseline, and the catcher, thank God, got it. But if you take those two throws, which allowed 2 runs to score, okay, and a 6-run inning, but then if you take away that,
now they didn't score 6 runs in an inning.
Yeah, they did. They scored.
No, they didn't.
They scored
9 runs over 4 innings.
No,
they scored 2, 2, 2, and 1.
No, because the inning I was watching, they had 2 runners come in,
they didn't score 6.
And then
they scored 4 in the ninth, 1 in the eighth, 2 in the seventh, 2 in the sixth.
So, well, then it was the ninth inning, but that's when Sanchez hit the home run after the catcher.
Right, he had a 3-run homer.
After the catcher did that stupid pop-up thing.
Right. Yeah, with 2, because Sanchez hit it with 2 outs, he makes that play, it's 3 outs.
That's exactly right. That home run doesn't happen, and all of a sudden it's a 7-6 game.
They stink. And with all of that, if you look at the box score with the throws and the missed pop and everything, they only have one error for the Baltimore Orioles in the box score.
There should have been three errors. Four errors. Yeah.
Well, that's the liberal scorers that take care of these players. Oh no, you only missed home plate with your throw by 30 feet. That's not an error.
Twice. See, now here's where I appreciate when George Steinbrenner was the owner of that team, that outfielder would have been sent back to the minor leagues.
If George Steinbrenner was the owner of that team, they wouldn't be that bad. And if George Steinbrenner was the owner of the team with the catcher and that outfielder, they'd both be at the lowest level of the minor leagues today.
That's exactly right. You can't represent a professional baseball team. It looked like it was like Little League ball. It was like watching Little League ball.
It's amazing the Orioles won 15 games this year.
It's unbelievable.
Too bad the Mets don't play them about 20 times. Maybe the Mets can win a few games. I'm sure that they'll have problems beating the Orioles. I told you this maybe a month ago now. The Orioles are an inept team. They're the worst team in baseball.
Yeah.
Totally inept. And like you said, a little league team, the Bad News Bears, that's an insult to the Bad News Bears when you're talking about the Orioles. Yeah. They are. I don't know how a major league organization can be this bad.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely
and
right.
And even if you have a lack of talent, you should have fundamentals down. They don't even have that.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. The fundamental games when you're an outfielder, and it's a game like that, you throw to the cutoff guy. You got no chance to get the guy. No chance. And you throw to the cutoff guy. And hopefully
you give other runners extra bases.
Yeah, it was just unbelievable. Well, anyways.
No, I mean, that's something we drill in high school. You have to hit the cutoff, man. I've taken kids out in high school for not doing it.
All right. Where else do we want to go in sports?
The team to watch this year, I'm telling you, it's the Twins. They won again yesterday 3-1. They just keep on doing what they have to do, and they've been winning on the road lately. And winning on the road is a sign of success for any major league team, any professional team, and they're playing good on the road now. So watch out. That's the team that the Astros, the Yankees, the Orioles, they're going to have to worry about. They're 15-8 at home and 16-8 on the road. You can't get much better than that. They got a plus 76 on their run differential, second best in the American League behind the Astros, and second best in baseball. So beware of the Twins. Everybody laughs about the Twinkies. I don't think you're going to laugh about them a lot this year.
All right.
And in basketball, the Golden State Warriors in the finals. See, you could have been like Nostradamus and said this in September.
That's right.
What is this, about the 47th year in a row that they're in the finals?
Yeah. I think it's
the NBA.
It's the fourth or fifth.
Away. I mean, it's a total opposite of the NHL, where you're going to have the Bruins playing either the Blues or the Sharks. Nobody would have been able to tell you that in October. Everybody knew in October that the Golden State Warriors would be in the finals.
I think it's the fifth year in a row now. The fifth year.
Fifth seems like
50th. Yeah. All right, Mike. Well, we'll check with you tomorrow, see what shenanigans we see that happens with Baltimore and the Mets. And
oh, my
stuff.
God. Baltimore and the Mets. That's lethal. That's a lethal combination.
That's a lethal combination. So I'll check with you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Cossey, a check on sports this morning here on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. RobinHoodRadio.com, streaming live.